Rashi says in the beginning of Pekudei, he's commenting on the pasuk of Mishkan Eidos, that Elu Pekudei Mishkan Eidos, Hashem Pukar al Pi Moshe. So says Rashi, what was the Mishkan Eidos? It was an Eidos, Liyisrael Sheyivater Lehem HaKadosh Baruch HaMais Egel. The fact that Kadosh Baruch was willing to rest the Shechina in the Mishkan was clearly indicating that he's mevater, he did away, he was mochel am Yisrael on the Chet HaEgel. Sharei Hishra Shechina Sabenem. The fact that he was allowing the Shechina to be Shora in the Mishkan Eidos, this was a testimony that Kadosh Baruch was mevater on the Chet HaEgel. So, sort of beautiful sefer, Darish Mordechai. I need to thank my friend Nachum Wisnicki from Los Angeles, who sent this to me as a gift. Purim, Shalach Manos, not to be Mekai in the Mitzvah, Shalach Manos, of course. You can't be Mekai through a Svar, but it was a very, very nice thought. Wanted to share a piece, L'chavada, my dear friend, from the Darish Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Druck. So he asks two very, very interesting questions on this Rashi. Number one, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Daf Nun that Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatchanhu. Anyone who says a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mevatan everything, he doesn't care what we do. He lets things slide all the time. Yevasu Chayev, his own life, his own Chayev should be Mevatan. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to care about him. He's going to leave him alone, not in a good way, in a bad way. He'll ignore him. There'll be, you know, Ashkel Chapratis, whatever that means. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatron. He doesn't just let things slide. There's a system, there's rules, as the pasuk says. Hatsur tamim pa'alo, his actions are tamim, are pure. Ki chal drachav mishpat, all his ways are mishpat. It's based on mishpat. Person does something right, so he gets rewarded. And if he does something wrong, then he gets punished. There are consequences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevatron. So how could the Rashi say here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevatron chet ha'ego? He's not a vatron. Number two. Rashi says in Parshas Chukas, when it says L'mishmeres, L'mishmeres referring to in context of the Paraduma, which is also this week's Parsha, Parshas Para, it says, Kimo Shepasha Egel Shamu L'doros L'Paranios, that it's Mishmeres, that the need for the Paraduma was because the Cheta Egel is a Aveira that's lingering for generations afterwards. There's no Aveira, there's no punishment that doesn't have a little bit of the consequence of the Cheta Egel. Every time Klal Yisrael gets punished, part of that punishment is trying to remove the Cheta Egel that still exists. It's L'mishmeres. It says, Bayom Pakdi Pakadi. Every time a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a punishment on Am Yisrael, it has in mind the Cheta Egel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was in Mevater. So what's going on in Rashi? The Rashi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater in the Cheta Egel. So Rav Juk heard from Rav Huttner that when it came to Matan Torah, two things happened. Number one is Beis Sivan. Beis Sivan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael to be an Am Segula. This is V'hisem li Segula mikol ha'amim. We were the chosen nation. We had a very close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two happened. We received the Torah. The Torah is given to Am Yisrael. So there's a relationship. There's a Kirv El Kim, and then there's the Matan Torah. So Rav Huttner explained, whenever we do an Aveira, when an Adam is Chote, he's pogam in two of these elements. Number one, he's pogam in the Torah itself, violating an Aveira of Matan Torah. Number two is he creates a distance between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between this person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So based on this, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, is not Mevatar, and one who says he's Mevatron, Yivater Chayev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevatar, he can't be. That's referring to the particular Aveira, the Aveira itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevater. However, when Rashi says in this week's Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater on the Maisa Egel, it's not referring to the Chet Egel, it says, Dafka, look at Rashi, it's very meduic. In the Maisa Egel, it's referring to the Pagam in the Kirvas Hashem, the Kirvas Elokim, the Am Segula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. When a child does something wrong, the parents still love him. There's still that close relationship. He just does something wrong. So he's mevater on the relationship that we're still a am segula But he's not mevater on the particular avera. The avera itself still requires a kapara. It still requires slicha u'mechila. And that's pshat. Since God, this Baruch Hu, loves us so much, he's mevater in the ma'isa egel, letting his shechina to be shorah. But in the chanami, there's that still a chait, the chait of the egel that still needs to be addressed. And this reminded me of Ali Shur, when he writes in Tisha B'Av, that he asks the question in Tisha B'Av's Ikre Moed, the Gemara says, how could Tisha B'Av be called a Moed? Moed means like a Vad Chachamim, you come together, come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Tisha B'Av, we're so far, they were crying over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the explanation is that there's such a thing, Ali Shur says, you could be close, even when we feel so distant, we could still be so close. As it says, he quotes based on the Medrash, Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol asher yikruv yemes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all those who call Him, those who call be'emes. So if you know where you stand, be'emes, if you know that you're very, very far away from Hashem, you know you're doing a lot of bad things, but at least you're honest about it, you karav be'emes, then you're karav l'Hashem, you're still considered close. No matter what types of averas you do, you're always close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as you're honest with yourself, you're honest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, we've done averas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still here. Even on Tisha B'Av, Ikrei Moed, there's that Vad Chachamim. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, and He doesn't leave us, we still have to remember, though, there are averas. There's still averas that we have to do kapara for, slicha mechila. In the Hanhagos of the Norma Lemelech, in the beginning of the Sefer, he says one of the things people make get confused as they get older, and they no longer have a strong Yetzara, they think they've overcome the Yetzara, and they've done all the tshuva completely. He says that's not the case. When people get older, the Yetzara gets weaker. So they think, they're confused in thinking that they don't have to do any slicha mechila. He says that's incorrect. There's still pagam in the averas that we've done. We still have to do tshuva. Even though we're not struggling with those types of nisyonos anymore, and we still feel close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we still need to do slicha mechila, do tshuva on those averas. So we should always remember, no matter what we do wrong, because we all do things that are wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always so close to us. He's showered the Shekhinah among us. But don't forget, we still have to do the Avera. Don't let that trick us, that we still have to do tshuva on all the Averas we've done. As Pesach coming, Geula's coming, we're feeling the closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should always feel that closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu and always try to come closer and closer. And again, at the same time, feeling that happiness, that closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to always constantly to tshuva on all the things we've done wrong. Have a wonderful Shabbos.